Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. The number of birds has been sharply declining in the United States in recent years, and the causes are many. A lot of migrating birds collide with lit buildings at night, and many fall into the clutches of house cats on the loose. Another major problem for birds is the loss of habitat to everything from subdivisions, logging, and industrial farming. But in Washington state, farmers and environmental activists are working together in a project to find ways to make more room for birds, specifically migratory shorebirds that require lush coastal wetlands, by changing the ways that farmers manage their land. Deborah Wong from member station KUOW in Seattle has the story.
It's a busy time of year for farmer Alan Messman. He's rounding up the last of the cattle to put out on his fields, which are now thick with new grass.
There's several steers in here, three or four. I know there's one big one over in this pen, too.
It's a picture-perfect setting. The farm, with its turn-of-the-century farmhouse, is located on a delta right at the mouth of the Skagit River. Messman says in the old days, before European settlers arrived, there would have been water under our feet.
This was basically the higher and drier fringe of Skagit Bay. It was basically just cattails and driftwood and just mud.
In the 1800s, the settlers built dikes here and drained the marshes along the Skagit River. What was left was a fine alluvial soil that's been great for farming. But what was lost were tens of thousands of acres of wetlands. That was a blow to numerous species of wildlife, including shorebirds.
The shorebirds are migratory. They fly from South and Central America all the way up to Northern Canada, the Arctic. And historically, they had lots of good places to stop and feed.
Kevin Morse is with the environmental group The Nature Conservancy. He says the loss of habitat all along the West Coast has led to a decline in 14 species of shorebirds. That's a difficult problem to solve in areas that are heavily developed.
Historically, there was a patchwork of freshwater wetlands here. Now we don't have it, and now we have to be innovative and figure out, well, how can we create that environment within the context of what's happening here?
So the Nature Conservancy devised an elaborate experiment to see whether farmers could help bring shorebirds back. They guessed that even small pieces of wetlands scattered around the Skagit Delta could have a big impact. So they began looking for farmers who'd be willing to create new wetlands by flooding a portion of their land. They would compare the flooded fields with land that's grazed and land that's left alone. The Nature Conservancy sweetened the deal by offering to pay rent for the land, and at the end of the three-year project, it would be chemical-free and eligible for organic certification. Three farmers agreed to become the project's guinea pigs, including dairy farmer Alan Messman. Now, Messman is doing something previously unimaginable. He's purposefully flooding his fields. A makeshift pump draws fresh water from an irrigation ditch. It spurts out from a pipe onto the dry ground. Scientists think that flooding will not only attract birds, but could make the soil more fertile as well. Messman isn't so sure, and the whole process makes him slightly uncomfortable.
It seems odd to be pumping water on a field, you know, where we've been spending our whole life pumping water off the field. So, it's different.
And in this close-knit farming community, there are skeptics. Farmers here have long been suspicious of conservationists. The two groups have fought bitterly over salmon restoration and other land use issues. Serena Campbell and her husband Dave sit at a picnic table by their century-old farmhouse. A dike behind them keeps the waters at bay. Campbell says they decided to join the project to prove that farming and conservation could coexist.
You have to kind of make a template that works. And part of that working is making the economics of it work. And once that's in place, you know, other people in the community kind of lose their fear of what's happened. We haven't died doing this. And there weren't any unexpected boogeymen.
If enough farmers lose their fear, the goal is to create a rotating patchwork of quality habitat for migrating shorebirds. And if they're lucky, it could end up looking something like this. A few miles from the Skagit Delta sits a former potato field on the edge of a beautiful bay. The Nature Conservancy purchased the property in 2001 and then turned off the pump that kept the field dry. Program Director Bob Carey says he was amazed by how quickly the wetlands returned.
Within literally months, we saw, you know, shorebirds and waterfowl starting to show up here. Within a couple of years, pretty spectacular diversity.
Now, Wilson's phalaropes, dunlin, and other shorebirds are frequent visitors, along with snow geese, wood ducks, and great blue herons.
Moving left to right.
And it's along the muddier of the islands.
There she goes.
And it may not take long for the shorebirds to return to the Skagit Delta, either. Scientists will be watching when the shorebirds pass through on their annual migration at the end of the summer. For Living on Earth, I'm Deborah Wong on Port Susan Bay, Washington.